And I'm sure even though this is being recorded for canvandam.com, that DWF's new owners are going to put it on that site anyway. But, no, as far as Fearless Vrabel goes, it's still the same situation. I mean, basically they gave me money and said, we've hyped this shit up enough, we need you to do it, so I'm going to do it. And probably after that, I don't think I'll be wrestling a whole lot, because I'm more concerned with other things right now going on personally and professionally. But as far as Fearless Vrabel goes, I still want to really wrestle the guy. It's just a shame that it couldn't have happened 3 fucking months ago when it should have. But regardless, that's backyard wrestling, and that's one of the reasons why I really don't care about it anymore. If things were the way they used to be, we could have had this done by now, and we could have had it on the internet, we could be selling it by now. But there's so much bullshit with the PSAC and everything else involved that you got to get through so much shit just to do it anymore. And it's kind of a shame because there's a lot of guys now that got big egos too that are only backyard wrestlers. And the only one who should really have the big ego out of the whole bunch of them, and I'm not going to mention any names, but they really do know who they are, was Ken Van Dam the whole time. And, you know, I was the only one that showed any talent out of the whole bunch of them. But whatever, you know, that's the only reason I'm wrestling now. And I'm in the best physical shape, better physical shape than I was in back then. So if I did good back then, I should be doing a lot better now. Plus, we're doing a lot of action movies, so that helps out a lot, too.